So I woke up this afternoon and I was laying in my recliner chair downstairs in the den, had fallen asleep watching a movie about a couple who was in a haunted house. And as the light was just streaming in through the back door, I felt like I had incarnated into a heaven. After years of arguing, fussing, fighting, putting up with another human adult's needs, wants, putting all of his wishes above my own, it just felt so good to be able to live my life the way that I want to live my life. And it dawned on me that so many women right now are supposed to be starting to wake up, to go into those higher levels of consciousness, to be able to ascend and tap back into that divine feminine energy. But very few are going to be able to achieve this goal unless they separate themselves from these ninjas. Now, what do I mean? Well, the spirit revealed to me that many of these men, since they were children, they were trained to do nothing but to deceive women, to hurt women, to abuse women, to cheat on women.
Like, I got introduced to pornography at the age of 9 by my uncle. He told me, excuse my language, this is uncensored, excuse my language. He said, fuck them hoes. Fuck as many women as you can. And, you know, so that was what I tried to do. I tried to emulate that to get kudos from not only my uncle, but my peers and culture. If you pay attention to culture, rap music, you know, black culture says, sleep with as many women as you can. And if you do, you're the man. If you don't, you're a square, you're a loser, you're a duck. You ain't know nothing, you ain't got no hoes. This is what people say. So I'm just giving you how I was raised, what I thought I had to live up to. And so the relationship with Sherry, I was talking to her, and I can't tell you how many other women, you know, having sex with her, and I can't tell you how many other women. But I had done that my whole life.
I mean, when you cheat on your wife or your girlfriend, that is one of the worst things that you can do to a woman. Why? Because women literally evolve off of emotional energy. And when you commit yourself to a man, especially within a marital relationship, you think as a female that this person is supposed to have your back. He's supposed to be there with you for the rest of your natural life. You're supposed to be the apple of his eye. He's supposed to be the apple of your eye. You're supposed to be able to be vulnerable with this man. And unfortunately, ladies, as many of you have learned, myself included, that is the farthest thing from the truth.
Cheating is a discipline problem disguised as a desire problem. At its core, cheating is rarely about sex. It's about impulse control and the lack of internal restraint. Discipline means doing what's right when no one's watching, and many men haven't built that muscle, especially if they've spent a lifetime being told that their desires are natural, urgent, and ungovernable. Deep truth, cheating isn't a symptom of attraction. It's a sign of a weak code, a man whose personal standards collapse under pressure or temptation. Internal voice, I deserve this. She'll never know. It doesn't mean anything. All of those are rationalizations built to avoid self-confrontation. Ego feeds on novelty, not intimacy. Most men cheat not because they're unhappy, but because novelty feeds their fragile ego in a way that consistency does not. Intimacy is vulnerable. It reveals you. It demands growth. But novelty? That offers performance without depth, a chance to feel powerful, sexy, wanted without ever being known. The man isn't seeking love. He's seeking validation without responsibility. Psychoanalytic truth. A lot of men use women like a mirror. The more women desire them, the more they feel like a man. Once that mirror reflects stability instead of fire, they go searching for a new reflection. Many men never developed an internal sense of worth. Instead, they rely on external reinforcement to feel valuable, and attention from women is their drug of choice. Cheating becomes a coping mechanism. It temporarily relieves them from the anxiety of feeling average, unseen, or aging. The hit of attention makes them feel alive, but it's short-lived, so they chase it again and again. This isn't passion. It's a self-worth dependency cycle rooted in emotional immaturity. Men cheat when they don't have a personal moral structure that anchors them when temptation hits. You can't rely on how you feel when everything's good. You have to have a non-negotiable code that holds even when your ego is hungry. But many men weren't raised with one. They were raised with either entitlement, you're the man, take what you want, or fear of getting caught, not fear of betraying their own word. So when the opportunity presents itself, it's not even a question. Their compass doesn't point north. It points inward toward self-interest. Childhood conditioning, chaos feels like home. This one's deep. If a man grew up in an unstable or emotionally chaotic environment, stability often feels boring. Love that's calm, faithful, and mutual can feel foreign or even numbing. So he self-sabotages, not because he doesn't love you, but because love, when it's real, makes him uncomfortable. Cheating becomes a way to inject chaos, to feel something familiar, the uncertainty, the chase, the danger, like what he grew up in. Twisted comfort. I don't feel alive unless something's at risk. Let's be real. A lot of male culture still rewards conquest and mocks devotion. Locker room talk, music, friend groups, they often frame loyalty as weakness and sexual freedom as power. So some men cheat not because they want to, but because they think being loyal makes them less of a man in their circle. It's pack mentality, not personal choice. That's how hollow their manhood identity is. It's shaped by external approval, not internal truth. Many men are emotionally underdeveloped. They don't know how to express needs, insecurities, fears, so they bottle it. And when the pressure builds, they act out instead of speaking up. Rather than saying, I feel unseen, I'm struggling with my identity, I feel rejected, they go and validate themselves through betrayal, then justify it later. This is emotional cowardice, not passion. Cheating gives some men a sense of control. In relationships where they feel beneath the woman, more successful, more evolved, more mature, cheating becomes a way to level the playing field, to remind themselves that they still have power. Internal narrative. She might be smarter, but I can still pull this off. I'm not under her thumb. It's a dominance move disguised as desire. Most cheating men aren't afraid of consequences. They're afraid of being caught. And there's a difference. That's because society often forgives or excuses male infidelity. Other men don't hold each other accountable. They dap each other up. Some women internalize the blame and take them back without requiring transformation. No accountability equals repeated betrayal until someone, a partner, a friend, or life itself forces a reckoning. Cheating isn't complicated. It's selfishness, emotional laziness, and spiritual weakness wearing the mask of lust. The man who cheats is telling you something, not just about how he feels about you, but about how he sees himself. And it usually goes like this. I don't love myself enough to honor love when I have it, so I run, ruin, and repeat, hoping one day it'll feel different. It never does.
These ninjas have been taught to hurt you, to degrade you, to put you down, to make you feel like you're nothing and nobody. Now, those of you who know anything about psychology, there was a man named Maslow, and Maslow created the hierarchy of needs.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs. 1. Physiological needs, including food, water, and shelter. These are the basic requirements for survival. 2. Safety needs. These encompass our need for security, stability, and protection. It includes physical safety, financial security, and a stable environment. 3. Belongingness and love needs. This level includes the need for social connections, love, and a sense of belonging. It involves relationships, friendships, and being part of a community. 4. Esteem needs. This covers our desire for self-esteem, respect, recognition, and a sense of achievement. It includes both internal self-worth and external validation from others. 5. Self-actualization. This is the need for personal growth, fulfilling one's potential, and living a purposeful life. It involves seeking personal meaning.
And at the very bottom of this pyramid, it was just the basic needs that had to be met, like housing, food, shelter. And in order for you to get to self-actualization, which is at the top of the pyramid, you have to go through different phases. And some of these phases includes having positive relationships. Well, if you have yoked yourself up with a ninja who was taught when he was 5 years old to try to just sow his oats and have as many girlfriends as he can get his hands on and to treat women like trash and all this other stuff, you will never reach self-actualization. And the reason why the patriarchy set it up this way is because they do not want women to go back up to that goddess energy. They don't want you to be able to live your full life potential. They want you to be stuck in the root chakra, constantly feeling bad about yourself, not knowing if you're going to have a roof over your head. They want you to have these ninjas beside you, self-sabotaging you, throwing monkey wrenches and everything so that you never go back up to that divine energy. And I remember a few years ago when I was still yoked up with my ninja. And I remember going to the gods and goddesses and I told them I wanted that full walk. I wanted that hundredfold walk. I wanted to have those gifts and abilities and all these different things, not realizing that the only way to have those things was to get rid of the ninja.
And on that note, you know what time it is. It's time for a spirit break.
The ninja is there as a darn siphon to do nothing but steal your energy away from you. And it's funny because since I left my ninja, all of a sudden I have so much more energy. I'm getting good rest. My body is beginning to heal itself. Things and issues that I've been dealing with for years that were all stemming from that stress hormone, stemming from all of the silliness I was going through dealing with him, now all of a sudden there's nothing but peace.
Here are 7 reasons why women are better off staying single. It's now a proven fact that married women live almost 2 years shorter than single women. Number 2, single women have fewer stressors than married women, which means they tend to live healthier lives. Number 3, single women have more freedom to do what they want. Number 4, 1 in 4 women experience severe intimate partner violence. Number 5, 1 in 10 women get raped by an intimate partner. Number 6, more than 30% of fathers, if not living in a household, do not pay child support. 26.5% are delinquent in paying child support, and only 43.5% paid on time as ordered. This puts an undue financial burden on single moms. Number 7, 72% of all homicides involves an intimate partner. And get this, 94% of the victims are women. So one of the most dangerous things a woman can ever do is be in a partnership with the male.
So problems have now been replaced with peace. And when you can replace problems with peace, ladies, I'm telling you, you're going to have a totally different life experience. I know it may seem bad at first because they've programmed you to think you need a man, you need a husband, you need this stuff. You don't need these ninjas. Let them go. I remember years ago getting upset because I would see all the interracial relationships, and I noticed how it seemed like when our men would go with these other races of women, how they just seemed to treat them so good. And I remember reading articles about how there's this male shortage and there's more black women than black men. And I would get frustrated by this thing, feeling sorry for people. But in reality, everything happens for a reason. So the establishment might think that they're throwing monkey wrenches and trying to genocide and destroy different cultures, but they don't realize that these ninjas that we're dealing with today have so many psychological problems. They are just a hot mess on legs, the vast majority of them. Because if you really take a look at the family structure, especially from that masculine principle, these men are messed up. They tore up from the flow up. So honestly, it's in our best interest to let them go to these other groups. Let them have them. Let them take all of them that they want. Therefore, now they're taking the headache. They're taking the stress. They're taking the problems. All the stuff that these ninjas come with are now going over to these other groups. And if you really start thinking about some of these other groups as we're snatching up the ninjas, now they're having the problems. Now they're the ones with the single parent homes. Now they're the ones whose kids are strung out on all kind of drugs and dope. They're the ones on the heroin. Why? Because they have inherited these ninjas. The ninjas have nothing but just problems and headaches and all types of things attached to these ninjas. Why? Because they won't go to counseling. They won't go to therapy. They don't want any help. And their cracked brains, they think it's nothing wrong with them. It's something wrong with you. So therefore, the ninjas going to keep on suffering. Let them have them. Why do I say that? Because we're going back up to the goddess, to that divine energy. And the only way for you to get to that energy, you're going to have to get rid of all the problems, all the fetters. And a lot of these ninjas are nothing but fetters and problems. As I have been watching Divorce Court, and if you haven't watched it, go on Tubi and start watching some of these Divorce Court episodes. Honey, these ninjas are awful. And it doesn't matter if they're educated, if they're uneducated, if they came from two-parent homes or just a single-parent home. They're all crazy because of the way that society has set this patriarchy up. And because they have taught the ninjas that they're so much better and there's all these women out there that they can just run through, they just get to running. They have the running man shoes and they get to running all over the place. And that can lead to so many problems in the female because, again, females are emotionally attached. And when these ninjas out cheating and they lying and they sneaking around and they doing all types of crazy stuff, you begin to internalize what the ninja is doing instead of realizing these ninjas are crazy. Let them go. Let them go be somebody else's headache. I'm to the point now, I could care less what that ninja is doing. I'm happy he's gone. Don't ever want him back. Don't care if he has 50 girlfriends. He can have them all. All I want is my peace and my own tranquility and so that I can go up to Goddess head. That's what I want. And that's what you should want as a divine feminine being. Not wanting to run around with these ninjas. Now, whenever you get to higher levels of consciousness, of course, then of course your reality is going to shift and it's going to change. So like I said, laying downstairs in my recliner, looking around, everything looks so peaceful. The colors are more vibrant. Life is more inviting. All the problems, all the headache is gone. Why? Because all the headaches stem out of these ninjas. That's where they come from. So what you want to do, if you know you want to go up to these Godheads, you want to have all of this spiritual power, you want to be able to manifest things, you want to have a better life experience, it's things that you want to enjoy in this lifetime and in the next lifetime. I highly recommend that if you are yoked up to a toxic ninja, get out of there. Separate yourself. If you can't physically separate, then you darn sure better mentally separate and figure out a way to basically block your energy so that these vampires do not suck all of your energy out, because that's what they are designed to do. And our grandmothers had it way worse than we do because they set the society up where they couldn't do anything without the ninja. So at least now you've incarnated into a time where you don't need the ninja anymore. You can get your own house. You can get your own job. You can open your own bank accounts. There's so many things that you can do. And ladies, once you free yourself from these ninjas, now you have the time to put into you, to begin to pamper yourself, do nice things for yourself. Take the time and spend time with the goddesses, with the deities, begin to learn the ancient way. You'll be able to do your ritual work without the ninja there getting on your nerves, pulling on you, aggravating you. You'll be able to do the things that you've always wanted to do. Take your trips, go into investments, open your business, whatever it is you want to do. All of a sudden, you're going to realize that you've achieved self-actualization and find yourself at the top of the pyramid instead of being stuck at the bottom, crying and weeping and wailing over the darn ninjas. Trust me, they're not worth it.
I think it's so cute, and I think it's so sweet. How you let your friends encourage you to try and talk to me. But let me stop you there, oh, before you speak.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the I to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the I to the no, no, no.
First you gonna say you ain't running game, thinking I believe in every word. Call me beautiful, so original. Telling me I'm not like other girls. I was in my zone before you came along. Now I'm thinking maybe you should go. Blah, blah, blah. I be like, nah, to the I, to the no, no, no. All my ladies, listen up. If that boy ain't giving up, lick your lips and swing your hips, girl. All you gotta say is,
my name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the I to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no.
Thank you in advance, I don't wanna dance. Nope. I don't need your hands all over me.
No, no.
If I want a man, then I'ma get a man. But it's never my priority.
Hey.
I was in my zone before you came along. Don't want you to take this personal. Blah, blah, blah.
I be like, nah, to the I, to the no, no, no.
All my ladies, listen
all my
up.
Ladies.
If that boy ain't giving
ain't
up. Is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the I to the no, no, no.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no. You need to let it go, you need to let it go, need to let it go.
I to the I to the no, no, no.
I'm feeling
untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling
untouchable, untouchable.
I'm feeling
untouchable.
Radio station in the world is right here, right now.
The Golden Race, conscious radio for the conscious community.